Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Man, this one, we need your help on. Something about kids, man, kids that are sick at this. I recall the first time one of our kids had a high fever and we were driving to Children's Hospital and we're both crying. That's over a friggin' high fever. So when my man, there's this young man named Ted. And he's real low key, but he's the coolest guy ever. He's a family guy, and he fixes appliances. And he's coming to our house. This is completely unrelated to what I'm talking about here, but it means a lot. He's coming to our house and fix stuff no one else could fix. And then my man tries to leave without charging us because he's just that cool. His name's Ted. And when Ted tells me something, it's spot on. He sent me this note and asked me to look at this post for his. And I'm sitting there in the kitchen with my wife and we're crying looking at this thing. It's this beautiful little girl. Jesus, man. I can't even hardly look without. We just love them so much, man. We would die for them. And this gorgeous little girl. And the picture's on our page right now on the stream. And it's also on my social. Iris. Jesus. Tubes and wires and man, little tiny little hands and little black and blue marks where they poked her to try and get in IVs and and Ted said if you can you help this wonderful family? And I'm reading through this poor little thing has this rare mitochondrial disease, doesn't even have a name, in and out of Children's. Life-sustaining care. She has a brother and a sister. And a wonderful mom and dad who we got to help, man. We got to help them get through this. We got to help her survive. We got to help them stay solvent as a family. It reminds me of Pennies from Heaven. My boy, John Perry, who set up a charity because parents can't afford to both work and pay their bills because they're in the hospital staring at their baby that I'd be doing in a friggin' state of shock all the time. And Casey and Amanda Laval have been kind enough to join us this morning. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing okay. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Marty.
Hey, Casey, I'm seeing you both smile. And I get choked up about this stuff. I can't handle it, which leads me to, it's not about me, it's about you. How do you friggin' handle this, man? How do you manage this? How?
It's kind of inconceivable to when it becomes your day to day and your life. You find smaller ways and little things to keep smiling about, and I mean, we're both at the hospital right now, and we just came from the room looking at her, and she's laying in the bed, and she wants to smile back, and so we still get to be with her. So there's still reasons to smile, and we have our other kids, and they're a big reason for us to smile too.
No, I get it. Amanda, help me in the best way you can, because looking at her, and I'm thinking, wow, it looks like a science project. You know what I mean? With all those tubes, what is it that she has and what's she going through?
Sure. So Iris has a type of mitochondrial disease that's a genetic mutation that neither of us knew we had.
Wow.
No one in our family. It's a recessive, so she had to inherit it from both Casey and me. And no one in our family had had signs of it before. It's on the MRPL39 gene mutation, and it affects her mitochondria. So not to get too sciencey, but mitochondria are in every cell in our body.
Oh.
So if your mitochondria don't function well, then your body doesn't convert all the nutrients into energy well. So it can essentially affect any and all body systems, which it does affect a lot in Iris, but specifically her GI tract and her her stomach, and just getting all the nutrients is, I mean, other systems are involved too, but that's what she has the most problems with.
So help me, because I don't know any of this stuff. What do they do and what's the plan? And does this end, or is this endless, or how's this go? Even if you don't know, I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah. So Iris is the sixth child to be identified with this type of mitochondrial disease in the world.
Six?
And
six.
Yes.
Yep.
And the
Lucky
other
you.
Five children were found, right? Exactly. The other five children were actually found to have this after they died.
Uh-huh.
So she is the first one that we're trying anything on.
Uh-huh.
But we found out early. We consider ourselves, through all of this, blessed that we found out really early before any other families did, because we pushed for genetic testing when things weren't looking right.
Hey, Casey, how old is she?
Monitor her more closely. So we were actually able to save her from what would have looked like a SIDS type death situation. I actually had to do CPR on her at home to save her. All the other kids died from this, but we were able to save her, and now we can start trying things.
Casey, how old is she, Casey?
She is 7 months old right now. She'll be 8 months in
December 8th.
December 8th, yeah. So she's 7.5 months old right now.
And so of the 7 months, how much, kind of roughly, how much of that time have you been inside Children's? How much?
We're currently, tomorrow marks 3 months for this day. And then we previously in Children's different 2 week stay and a 1 week stay. So about four out of 7 months of her life, we've been in Children's Hospital.
Hey, Casey, and I mentioned this because I've seen this movie, and it's so damn stressful because you're trying to get her to stay alive. And then I read you started a business and you're thinking, damn,
right.
I'm going to lose it. How do you keep it together? Honestly, Casey, how do you keep it together?
Yeah, take it day by day. Our story is complicated in the sense that before I even found out, we found out we were pregnant with Iris, I was laid off from my corporate actuarial job.
Jesus.
We were running a business at the time, and as well, that started to have struggles. So we realized through that process that, we feel like there was a reason why our paths were being cleared to be able to put our focus on Iris right now, and that we were getting prepared to be able to devote our energy and everything to her, so we're looking at it as, we didn't understand it at the time, that we felt like those were the hard days and those were the storms that we were living through.
Right.
But what we realize now, it was actually preparation for what we're dealing with these days.
Hey Amanda, do the other kids, because I see them and they're gorgeous, do they understand this at all? How do you describe it to them?
That's a great question. My son is 7, so I think he understands a little bit more than my 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
My 2-year-old thinks that, we just go to the hospital and visit Iris, and I don't think she knows that there's any difference, but she certainly misses having both Casey and I home at the same time. We never leave Iris alone, so there's always one of us at the hospital, or if we both need to be somewhere, then Casey's dad is at the hospital, so we just don't like leaving her alone.
Why would you?
But my son understands quite a bit more. And he actually was present in the room when I had to do CPR on Iris to
Oh,
save her and have the
God.
ambulance come too. So he
God.
definitely has seen more things than a lot of adults have seen. That's for sure. But he was actually here visiting her on Sunday, and he told the nurse in our room that when he grows up, he's going to work in the PICU at Children's
Oh.
Hospital. And he hasn't decided if he wants to be a doctor or what kind of specialty he wants to be in, but he's going to work in the PICU. So I think he's learning a lot of empathy through all of this.
Do you guys know my man Ted from Steel City Appliance who sent me this info? Do you know him?
We
Oh yeah, we're good friends with Ted.
Oh, I
Yeah,
love him.
our sons are good friends, and we coached their flag football team together, who shout out to the South Hills Ravens. They were ranked number two in the nation, so that
No.
was pretty
Yeah.
exciting.
You know, he's one of those guys,
Yeah, so
man.
they were pretty good,
You know, he
pretty
comes
good
into
flag
your
football
house.
team.
He came in our house
Yep.
and he fixed a piece of junk refrigerator. What do I call it, Patrick? Life's junk, LG. He fixed it that no one else could fix. No one. And then he tried to leave the house saying, "I'm not going to charge you." It's that kind of greatness that kind of underlines the capacity we have to do good things, doesn't it, guys? Doesn't it?
Oh,
Absolutely.
100%. Absolutely. Yeah, he fixed our dishwasher in this process and refused to take anything as well. So he was more than gracious. Yeah, been a super big support for us.
Let me be blunt here, though. And this all comes to a head when you're there all the time and you're watching her so that she lives, and I couldn't leave either. But you have bills, and that creates stress. And you're not the type of folks that ask for help, but you need help, and thus the GoFundMe. Does that explain it fairly?
Yes, very much so.
Right.
I've had to take a leave of absence from my job, and Casey had, we were already kind of fluctuating to begin with, but we definitely prefer to be on the giving side than the receiving side, if that makes sense. But we're in a very impossible situation right now.
I will do anything I can. We'll do this until it's done. And we'll do this until you're holding hands and pushing her out of the hospital in a little wheelchair and bringing her home. And I promise you that. And I love you both. And
Thank you,
I
Mark.
just met you on the phone last night, and I feel like we've known each other forever. You two conflate the whole issue of family and love and community and make it what we're about. And if we cannot help each other, what the hell are we here for? Honestly, guys, why are we here if we can't help each other, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we've had such an outpouring of support from our community and friends and different businesses around us. I mean, it's been overwhelming the amount of support that we have received, and it's been we're so thankful for every single one of them. It's made it manageable, even going through an impossible situation.
Casey and Amanda, do me a favor when you're done there. Shoot me a cell phone video with you two and just telling us what's going on so I can get that out on social too, and then just send it to my cell phone. All right, Amanda.
Yep,
Casey,
I will.
I love this mom, man. I have a hard time, as I'm guessing you do too, managing the pain of my children. It's hard to comprehend unless you're in that room, but it's beyond belief that you get this. There's this ebb and flow, right? Highs and lows, anxiety, fear, depression, joy, every movement. Oh, look, she moved. Oh, I think she smiled, right? And then fear and all these things come together, and it's tough sometimes, and we'll do anything we can to help you both, okay?
Thank you so
Thank you.
much. We really appreciate
All right,
it.
guys. That's what we're all about. Hey, the stuff is all over my social, the GoFundMe. It's on the Get Marty page. We're putting it on X. And anything you folks can do to help, please help them. Anyone out there that's ever seen anything like this, has been through anything like this with a kid, people freak out over mosquito bites with their kids. To imagine that mom had to perform CPR on her own baby and save her life and get her breathing. And only 6 kids in the world have been diagnosed with this. Please help them, because we aren't going to stop until we get them what they need. All right? All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
UPMC, life-saving, life-changing information. Wonderful. So I'm going to try and get all of it for this family. They're at $61,000 and they need $75,000. Let's blow through that and... I don't know, man. And they've been in the hospital for 3 months? Jesus. You got to be strong, man. You got 2 other kids. You got to raise them. They got to go to school. They got to... And then you got to pay bills. Man. Wow, one of my boys sent me a note. They lost someone to this guy's daughter. Wow. 6 cases in the world. Man. You know, that's why we have this show, right? Whether we're getting people turkeys, and we got some to a church today, which 10 turkeys kind of pales into comparison with a little baby, 7 months old, life's on the line. She is gorgeous, too. And all you want her to do is breathe. You're sitting there in a hospital room with your kids, and we've all been there. My kids have had surgery and all that stuff. Nothing serious like this. Come on. All you want them to do is be okay. And you're sitting there thinking, God, I'll take this, man. You get angry, you get scared, you get worried, you get lonely, you get desperate, and this beautiful girl needs us to help. And let's max out this GoFundMe.com. It's on my social media. Get Marty putting on X. The goal, it's at 62,000. They want 75. It seems like that would be something that we could get to rather quickly. For them, for the baby, for us, right? And I'm going to stay on this till we get this done, because they deserve it. And so do we, right? Right? Save a kid, help save a kid's life? Huh?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My man Hillgrove, he's 83 years old, my man. How about that? Kind of cool. He's a good guy. Not as good as Larry, but no one's better than Larry. He's a good guy. Larry's too nice. He's one of those guys that it's aggravating because he's so nice and everyone likes him. It's kind of what, you know, kind of the burden I bear. My man, Larry's so nice that even when I make fun of him, he doesn't fight back. He just gets red in the face. I think he internalizes everything, Trevin. You get that? Right? You could tell, right? He's one of those dudes.
Don't pull me into this.
Right? You know what I mean? He has rage inside him.
He's positive. Right? It's the positive energy. See, positive people maintain positive energy all
Man,
the
he
time.
He gets alone, like, in the bathroom and just punches stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I would hope not. I wouldn't want to make him mad.
You can feel it, can't you? You said this to me the other day. You said, I bet Larry's angry as hell, didn't you?
Patrick, why does Marty always try to get me in trouble, man? I'm not. Nope. No response.
Because he's so nice. I try to drag him into my torture chamber of life. And another person that everyone likes, and it annoys me too, is that Mary, ours. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
See what I mean? Patrick, she's always in this mood. It's annoying. She's always happy. Mary, do you get mad?
No, I'm always tired.
Do you get mad?
Patrick.
He knows.
I've seen Mary a little cranky. Never
For
really
sure.
mad.
But Mary, honestly, it's a gift. You have this natural ability to always be smiling and pleasant and positive. That's a gift. In a world, Mary, nice. Where someone like you, because you're a public figure, these jagoffs come in on your social media and make obnoxious comments. How do you manage that? Because Christine can't stand
it.
Happens to my wife, too.
I think it's hilarious.
You do?
Like, it's... Well, they're... I mean, honestly, and people are like, why do you keep them there? Like, some of these comments are, like, really bad.
Yeah.
But honestly, I keep them there because it's embarrassing for them, not for me.
Oh, wow.
So, like.
Wow.
You put it out there, like, you said it. I'm not deleting what you said. You said it. Like, you're the one that looks bad. Like, I don't care what you say about me. I could care less what people think about me.
And are you sure? Because, like, Mary, I say that. But now we got 20 million people a month on our social, and there are people that want to kill me. That bothers me, man. It doesn't bother you? None of it?
That's really messed up. I've never had it that bad, like death threats. But like when people do send like mean emails to me or like anything, I'm like, you really must be having a bad day. I'm so sorry, but like you don't know me. Like, wow. I mean, I'm pretty like...
No, I get it. I watch.
People say weird stuff to me in public. I'm like... Why'd you just say that? That's really weird. What a weird thing to say to somebody, but okay.
Wow. That's a hell of an attitude. And your daughter seems to have the same attitude. It's healthy as hell.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a story there that she just had an incident at dance the other night and she got really upset when a girl got mad at her. But I told her, I was like, listen, girl, You don't let anyone let you feel any smaller than you are.
Wow.
I was like, you better tell them. If you're not going to be nice to me, don't be near me.
Wow.
She was like, I can't say that, Mom. I'm like, yes, you can.
So with the social media, and Mary, I've had insane benefit from it, and Patrick knows this. I mean, we've had insane benefit, but there are people there that they should be in jail on my social media. Do you see the benefit from it? Because you do a lot of it, and it's always really cool. Yeah. Do you see the benefit?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, like, I try not to let anything get to me, obviously, but I do a lot of, like, they call it post and ghost, where I post and then I don't go back to that post.
Oh.
I just post what I want to post because, like, at the end of the day, like, if you have a problem with me, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Oh, wow.
So if you don't like what I'm putting out, then go somewhere else. Like, you don't have to be on my page. It's just what I choose to put out there. So
Mary, you never block anyone and you never go at them.
Oh, I block them.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Like, ew, you're weird. Block.
Okay,
block,
okay.
Ew,
okay.
Weird. Block.
Okay.
But like, it doesn't bother me. But like, sometimes I'll answer people back and I'm like, okay, you're weird. Like, goodbye. Get off my page. Like, stop.
So, some of it's dangerous, some of it's treacherous, but for the most part, it's been a blessing when you have this massive platform where you can say, I need to raise $100,000, and you do. You got to stick with it. And that's the benefit I see, because it is powerful, is it not?
I hope I have that kind of power.
Uh-huh.
I really hope I do, you know, that I can impact people. I mean, the biggest impact that I see is like my Mary breaks down your hours and I'll be out and about and someone will just randomly sing that to me. And I'm like, oh, that's great, because you're actually getting the forecast from me too. So like, you know what the weather is.
Yeah,
so
but this is what has me thinking about you. And I want to get into a conversation with you off the air, but we want to get involved with you because I think you have that instinct to make a difference. And I think we could team up and do some cool stuff.
I would love to.
And one final question before we get to the weather. So if I get 10,000 comments a month and 2% of them are hate, Mary, in my career, no one has ever said anything obnoxious to me on the street to my face. Ever.
No way.
Mary, never.
Yeah, I get weird things said to my face sometimes.
Do you?
More so about my image.
What do you mean?
Like weird things about how I look or my body.
Really?
Even from women.
On the street.
Yes, like weird thing like that. I don't know. And I'm like, what do you mean by that?
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. And that's when I look at them. I'm like, that was really weird to say. But okay, I'll take it as a compliment.
Wow. All right. Yeah. It's fascinating to watch. It's a moving target, my friend. So,
it is.
It's getting colder, but is it supposed to be like this, or where are we at with the weather?
We're actually trending above average.
Oh.
So our next best chance of rain, it's going to be on Friday.
Okay.
Still a few spotty showers. It does look to dry out for light up night, and then temperatures will be in the 50s. So we're kind of holding steady in the 50s through next week. So it's actually looking like a pretty nice stretch here.
Hey, Mary, what about Thanksgiving? Any kind of idea?
Well, it does look like we're trending a little bit on the cooler side. I don't want to say it's going to snow on Thanksgiving, but I have seen some, you know, models indicating such. But that's so far out. Like, we can't talk that.
No,
we
you're right. You're right.
Put that in people's minds. Like, you're going to travel for Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. We're going to put that. We're going to manifest that. So hopefully it'll be a decent Thanksgiving and decent travel so that everyone can get to their family safely.
We haven't had a big 14-inch snowfall in a hell of a long time.
Forever.
Is that gone?
Forever.
Is that gone forever? Probably.
Well, I feel like you might have just jinxed it, so we might get one this year.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that, man.
It would be fun. I mean, I don't think I had that since I was in college. It was in February. Oh, I can't remember the year now. I don't even know how old I am. So what year was that? 2012, maybe, or 13?
But the dynamic has changed of weather along those lines. It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had pretty easy, I guess you would say, winters the past couple of years, above average. But it does. I mean, this year, too, it's looking pretty average. But one big snowfall could change things. So if Mother Nature gets really mad, then, hey, we might get a nice big snowfall. A lot of people wishing for it. So just put it out there. Manifest it.
Merry hours. Always positive, annoyingly so. Like Larry, always happy.
Oh, stop it.
Always. All right, Mary, thank you. Appreciate you.
No problem.
My wife's the same way. She cannot get mad, and it irritates us. And that us being me and my son left at home with her. The social media thing is kind of taking over the world. It's crazy. Man, it's crazy. We posted a picture on Facebook of a guy who built this three-story cardboard structure on 2nd Avenue. A picture. Over a million have viewed that and commented. The page has surpassed 15 million, headed towards 20 million. That's just Facebook. And the platform grows. And with it comes crazy information and incredibly passionate stories and amazing videos. I love Mary's attitude. I don't really feel the same way. I can't stand the people out there. They're just angry. They just want to be jagoffs to you. Some guy sent me a note about plumbers. Why do I only use Matt Mertz, who, by the way, retired 3 years ago, and Bob Tutti to help people? Matt Mertz and his amazing wife never said no to us, ever. One of my friends was dying. He was he had asbestosis. He went to the site of 9/11. Honestly, went to New York and helped with the cleanup. He was an EMT, and the debris made him sick, and he was dying. And he had got at his house in McKeesport. Yeah, I lose my mind. And he got it, and he couldn't finish it. Matt Mertz's wife, out of the blue, calls us and says, we'll do the plumbing. All of it, man. It was 30 grand. All of it. So you ask why I like Matt Mertz? Because he's a freaking miracle of a man. He is. You ask why I love Bob Tutti? There was a woman in the Hill District. She was 90. It was a Friday night. And the 911 folks called me from Allegheny County. This is truth. And it was it was in the winter. It was like 0 degrees. And her heat went out, and they couldn't help her. This is a true story. And I text Tootie. He says, I'll have guys there in a half hour. Tootie was in Florida, but he had six men at her house within an hour. And the whole house was set up with heaters within an hour, and then they put in a brand new $8,000 furnace the next day. You ask me why I like Bob Tutti and Matt Mertz? They're kings. They're friggin' kings. I was on the phone with Robert Levin, who I love the man. My man saved a company, saved 2,000 jobs, wrote checks, saved all of it. And could walk away and live on a beach, and chose to, with his wife, foster care a special needs baby. It's insane, his commitment to the world. Robert Levin has paid for, given furniture to at least 100 families. We've been there when he did it. Filled the house with furniture. There are these men out there that are insanely cool. Why do I love them? Come on, man. That's why we're here. The Jones Turkey Farm, the latest example of heroics. The people that... This amazing young girl, this Carrie, who was physically headed into a colonoscopy, but before she went under, no exaggeration, sends me a note and says, yeah, I got those 10 turkeys that church in Homewood needs. Huh? Come on, man. And you wonder? The guy was mad at me because I never used him to help us. I said, who are you? And now I'm the bad guy because what? What? You have to find a way to separate the crap from the love and use the love to make a difference. If you can't, then you got to get out of this business. I find it amazing that Mary never pays any attention to any of it because people say disgusting things about attractive women. They just do. And she gets it and manages it. My wife gets the same stuff, but I find it amazing. There are times when we want to, and people have done this, shut down their social media, but I'm not doing that. If you get the chance, please go to my social media and please help this family whose daughter is in the hospital right now. Their GoFundMe page. They could really, really, really use their help. And while they're struggling to keep her alive, it would help if we could help them with their bills. Little Iris. And it's all over my social media. You can't miss it. All right? All right, folks. Hope for Iris. It's right there in the middle of my page. Hope for Iris. Get Marty's social media page. The parents have been in the hospital, what they say, for 3 months. And they don't leave her alone. Could you handle that? I don't know if I could.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.